Week 5 Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet. Joined alongside me here is boys coach from the Valley Falls Dragons, Caleb Gatzmeier. A couple of wins the last time we spoke, a big win of 76-54 with the McLeod Bulldogs, and a big win as well over the Marhill Mount Academy Ravens, 71-65, all here up and coming before the midseason tournaments, where you'll host a Valley Falls tournament. You'll be taking on Heritage Christian next Tuesday, JCN this Friday. But real quick, before we talk about the upcoming games in the tournament, let's talk about your last two games, Coach. Tell me about these last two contests, these big wins over McLeod and Marhill Mount Academy.
You know, Friday night against McLeod, it was a lot of the same of how we've been playing as of late. You know, offensively, we've been, you know, last five games since we came back from Christmas, we're averaging above 75 points a game, defending really well, holding teams down, around 50 points. And I gotta give, you know, it's kind of tough playing, we played McLeod like the Friday before that. So they played a lot harder than they did the first go around, and they kind of mixed some things up and did some things better, and it was a competitive game for the first quarter, and then late in the second quarter we really just kind of got it going, and then we really didn't look back after that. Our lead got pretty big and we played pretty well. Ended up six or seven guys scored that night, but it was kind of the big three with Colin leading the way with 29 points, and then Flint had 22 points, and then Damian finished with 19 points and 9 assists. So, you know, those three played really well in that game, and then we turn around and play last night, and the atmosphere was great, you know, playing in our home building against the two-time defending league champs in Marhill. And, you know, Marhill is an athletic, quick team. They got some dudes that can really get up and down the floor and shoot it. And, you know, it was a back and forth game. You know, they took control in the second quarter and got up by 10 points. And we rallied back, made it a 3-point game at halftime and made some adjustments in the second half. And, you know, then we extended our lead to about 10, and then they hit some shots late. But, you know, I was super proud of my guys, for the way they, finished the game last night. We executed late down the stretch and did some great things defensively that propelled us to the win. And again, I had the big three leading the way last night. You know, Colin led us in scoring with 23 points, and he grabbed 11 rebounds. And Damian hit six threes and was efficient as could be from the outside, and, you know, shooting it over 50% from three ball. And he ended up with 22 points and had another six assists. And then Flint Seymour had another 20-point game with 20 points and 10 rebounds. So, and I got to give a shout-out to a couple other guys that came in and did really, really well defensively. And, you know, Brayson Miller did a good job on defense. Jenner Young coming in off the bench and, you know, being an inside presence for us. And then Duncan Alvarenga, he doesn't score a lot of points. And, you know, kids sometimes feel like if they're not scoring, they're not doing anything. But, you know, he did a great job defensively. He's been a defensive menace all year for us, and really proud of the effort he's given us.
And now you're talking about upcoming your matchup against the Jefferson County North Chargers here this Friday. Right after that, I talk about this Valley Falls tournament that, again, you get to host a tournament. Your first game will be against Heritage Christian on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. So, Coach, tell me about these upcoming games for you, and then also some expectations for this Valley Falls tournament.
You know, JCN is a tough team. They're having a good year. You know, they've kind of turned around since what they did last year. You know, they're not a very deep team, but the 5-6 guys they play are pretty darn solid. They're athletic. They have some size. You know, Isaac in the inside being a 6'9" presence for them, that he finishes really, really well around the rim. And, you know, the Jenkins kid and the Furman kid are scoring it at a pretty good rate. And then they got the Van Dyke kid and the Lives kid that do a good job of handling the basketball for them. So, you know, they're a good group, and it's at their place. We're going to have to come in focused, full of energy and effort, and be ready to go for sure. And looking forward to the Valley Falls Invitational. A lot of good teams in it. I don't know a whole lot about Heritage Christian, but we have some, you know, Big East opponents in the tournament. You got Holton, Perry, Jeff West, and Rossville. And all those teams that, you know, are going to be battle tested from playing in the Big East tournament. And the number one seed in the tournament is the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks. So we know that they're a good team from watching them play last year. So a lot of fun, a lot of competition, and excited to see what we can do.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and good luck in your upcoming game against JCN and, of course, your Valley Falls tournament you're hosting.
All right. I appreciate you, man.
That was head coach Caleb Gatzmeier from the Valley Falls Dragons of the boys team. This locker room chat here brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment.